The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, it seems like Monday, but it's Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend with family. And hope you did not forget the reason for the weekend. To commemorate, memorialize those that have given their lives for our freedom. So it's a great time to be together with family. We got to spend some time with one of our grandsons, which was just wonderful. And hope you had a good weekend as well. Sunday, had the privilege of being at a wonderful church in Lancaster, Ohio, The Bridge. And it was wonderful to be back with those folks for the second Sunday in a row and to have some of our listeners in the congregation as well. So anyway, it was a good weekend. Hope you had a good weekend as well. Well, here is an update. If you were listening last week, I told you about the valedictorian at Hillsdale High School up in Michigan. Valedictorian usually gets to give a speech at graduation. Well, the valedictorian at Hillsdale High School is a vibrant Christian. And she wanted to share some things about her relationship with Christ because she feels very strongly that that's part of who she is. She is a follower of Christ. Her name, Elizabeth Turner. When she turned in a draft of her speech to the school, the principal of the school says, "Oh, no. No, you can't do that. Separation of church and state. You can't talk about Jesus in a speech. This is a public school." To which Elizabeth Turner said, "I know it's a public school, but this is private speech. The school is not endorsing what I'm going to say. This is my speech, my thoughts." And the school said, no, can't do it. Well, Elizabeth Turner turned to one of the wonderful Christian First Amendment organizations called First Liberty. They took a look at it, sent a letter to the school, and said, "Excuse us, but you are violating this young lady's constitutional rights." And within 2 days, the school reversed themselves. Good for them. Good for Elizabeth Turner. Good for First Liberty in standing up for this young lady's rights. Elizabeth Turner released this statement. I'm grateful I will be able to share my faith with my classmates, and I pray that God uses this situation to advance his kingdom. Now, what was objectionable in her speech? Well, here in part is what the principal found objective and originally said, nope, can't talk about it. She said, for me, my future hope is found in my relationship with Christ. By trusting in him and choosing to live a life dedicated to bringing his kingdom glory, I can be confident that I am living a life with purpose and meaning. My identity is found in what God says, and who I want to become is laid out in the scripture. Whether we want to admit it or not, not one of us can be certain of how our lives will unfold, but we do know that trials will come. The reality of this is that we face an unpredictable future, and while we are making all these plans to prepare, ultimately none of us are promised tomorrow, making it all the more important to make today count. That is what the principal found offensive. In originally rejecting the speech, Principal Amy Goldsmith said, quote, you are representing the school in the speech, not using the podium as your public forum. We need to be mindful about the inclusion of religious aspects. These are your strong beliefs, but they are not appropriate for a speech in a school public setting. I know this will frustrate you, but we have to be mindful of it. Well, again, that was before First Liberty got involved, and a demand letter was sent. Didn't have to go to court. They just laid out the case, said you were violating this student's constitutional rights. We demand that you allow her to say whatever's on her mind or on her heart, or we will take you to court. And that was enough. So good for her. And again, good for First Liberty and good for the Constitution. This story out of Florida. A Romanian gang, hang with me, a Romanian gang active in Florida and a few other southern states stole over $740,000 from churches. How did they do that? They took checks out of their mailboxes. During the pandemic, many people have chosen to send their checks, their tithe, their offerings to the church through the mail. And evidently, many of these churches had a mailbox out on the road, you know, unprotected, unguarded, or whatever. And these Romanian nationals stole from, they estimate, 636 different churches. They base their operations out of Orlando, Florida. They traveled throughout Florida, other states. 636 churches, 355 of them were in Florida. Well, the Florida Attorney General organized the, quote, Operation Thou Shalt Not Steal. Yeah, that was the name of the operation. Operation Thou Shalt Not Steal, and they were caught. Yep, they were caught, and they will probably be spending some time in prison. All of the Romanian gang are held in the Orange County Jail. The investigation began last December, after several churches reported thefts out of their mailbox. These are different times, folks. Years ago, our church treasurer, the church that I pastored in Westerville, the treasurer of our church wrote out a bunch of checks to pay bills for the church, and he put them in his personal mailbox and put the red flag up. Somebody stole them, used a chemical to take away the name of the person that the check was written to. They replaced it with something else, and we had several thousand dollars stolen out of our church banking account same way. So just be wise, be careful, be cautious. And if you're a church, maybe wise to either have someone observing your mailbox when the mailman comes, or encourage your people to give electronically or whatever. But anyway, $740,000 stolen from over 300 different churches. Operation Thou Shalt Not Steal. Yeah. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, when I pass something along to you that is just purely my personal opinion, I try to make sure that I let you know that. And I'm about to give you my personal opinion on something, and it hurts me to report this story. And it's about James McDonald. For many years, James McDonald was one of my favorite preachers. We brought him here to Columbus on three different occasions. I could sit for hours and listen to James McDonald preach and teach. His program, Walk in the Word, was syndicated on our Salem Radio Network and was one of the most popular programs on our network. We aired it here on WRFD for such a long time, and I was absolutely thrilled that we were airing James McDonald. He has a unique ability to communicate. He really does. One of the great communicators of our generation, and I said that. And then there was the scandal. Accusations, counter-accusations. He said, they said, shock jock up in Chicago secretly recorded James McDonald making some terrible threats against a Christian editor. And then there were all of the accusations about the misuse of funds and millions of dollars being wasted. And McDonald resigns in disgrace. And then he fights back and says, no, none of it was true. And he sues, and there's countersuits, and he sues a journalist that exposed some things, and that was dropped. And it was a mess, a very public mess and a very sad mess. And then they were going to foreclose on his almost $2 million home in the Chicago area. Yeah, $2 million. And they were going to foreclose on it. And then they didn't foreclose. And I don't know who to believe, and I don't know what to believe. Seriously. The church, Harvest Bible Chapel, sticks to their guns that he spent money inappropriately. He misused staff. He was unkind to staff. And James McDonald says that is not true. None of it is true. Yeah, he got gruff with some people, and I apologize. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm not there, don't know the people involved, so I don't know. But here's the latest. Through court proceedings, James McDonald was able to win back the rights to walk in the Word. That was his radio ministry, and it was a multi-million dollar operation. And I'm talking multi-million dollar operation. And I'm not applying that McDonald profited. I'm just stating the fact. It took millions and millions of dollars to keep that on the air all over the country, and then it was on TV and so forth. And he got the rights back to walk in the Word, and that's good. It was his teaching. He should have the rights. But anyway, so what has happened to James McDonald? Well, he has started a new church, an online church. Yeah, online. And right now, he is, here's where my personal opinion comes in. Right now, he is doing his best to pull people away from local churches and to listen or watch him preach and teach online. He is developing a network of home churches. Now, it's not just, hey, listen to my sermons online. This is a home church network. In my personal opinion, this is terribly unbiblical. It is wrong. And it just deeply saddens me as someone who works so hard to build a local church in the Chicago area with branches all over Illinois and Florida, who they were instrumental in establishing local Bible-believing churches all over the United States, including here in Columbus. They helped plant a church here in Columbus, which, by the way, is continuing and doing very, very well. And now, to do something that will harm local churches by encouraging people, don't go to church, stay home. I'll be your church. I'll be your pastor. And by the way, send me some money as well. It's just sad, sad, sad. And I don't believe God will bless it. And it hurts me to say that. But I believe it's true.